HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
Well, life is all about making choices, and we learn that very early on in our lives. As kids, we choose the toys we want to play with, the food we like to eat. As we grow into adults, we choose our life partners, our careers, and so on and so forth. As parents with busy schedules, it's really easy for us to build a routine, make some decisions, and then impose those decisions on our little ones. But let's put ourselves in our kids' shoes. Let's imagine how wonderful it would feel to be able to make these decisions and choices yourself. Not only does it make the children feel empowered, it also prepares them for adulthood and eventually teaches them to take responsibilities for their own decisions. The choice can be as simple as allowing them to choose an apple or a banana in their lunch or picking up their clothes for school. Because at the end of the day, it's okay if your child wears an animal print leggings with a purple striped dress. Well, the key is to let the kids make choices that empower them while minimizing the impact on their lives. May your choices reflect your hope and not your fears. Such beautiful words by Nelson Mandela. Let's see who our first caller is.
Hi Neerja, my name is Sarah.
Welcome to the show. Hello Sarah.
My daughter is 10. She is at an age where she wants to make all her decisions on her own and not take any of my advice. To top it all, she's very stubborn. Once she decides on something, you can't change her mind, even if it's in her best interest. And this has me worried all the time.
It's really normal as a parent to be worried. But remember that decision-making is an important aspect of building confidence. Because when your little one makes a decision and it goes well, she's obviously going to feel very proud. And this is really going to help build her confidence. And most importantly, it's going to help in her decision-making skills, which is going to be good for her through adolescence and adulthood. So remember, you have to guide her, but you also have to show her that you trust her completely and implicitly. And also remember that just in case if her decisions do backfire, you have to back her up. Most importantly, Sarah, just remember to keep calm because it's okay. Let's speak to our next caller and let's see what their question is. Hello, who's this?
Hi Neerja ma'am, I'm Parth. My son is 4 years old and he's always throwing a fit when things don't go his way. It could be something as insignificant as choosing clothes he wants to wear. If we don't let him make the decisions, he throws huge tantrums. There are times when we give him the freedom to make decisions, but I feel he's too young to be making choices on his own.
Hi Parth, thanks so much for calling in. So tantrums don't happen just for a reason like we're not letting him choose his own clothes. There is an underlying feeling of a lack of power because of which the child would throw a tantrum. So the effective way to avoid these fits and tantrums is to actually let your kids choose things like his clothes or the food he wants to eat or other such smaller things. So that once he or she feels that they do have a certain amount of decision-making power, they will feel in control and then will become more agreeable to the decisions that you choose for them. Let me know what you think about this on 8108-943-943. So time for our next caller. Hello, who's this?
Hello Mrs. Birla, I am Samar and my son is 3. My wife is an advocate of letting my son make most of decisions for himself, for what to wear, what to eat, and even seeks his opinion while shopping clothes and toys for him. Is that the right way?
Thanks for calling in. Just put yourself in your child's position and think about it. Just imagine if your wife was to decide your menu and the clothes that you wear every single day for the next 10 years, how would you feel? Wouldn't it feel like you're being controlled just all the time? So similarly, even kids get cranky and throw tantrums when they feel that they don't have control over a situation that they are in. So what your wife is doing is probably a great thing to do because one, a happy child is more important than a well-dressed child. And secondly, smaller decisions like allowing the child to decide what he or she wants to wear or what they want to eat is okay to empower them with because they will land up feeling that they are in control and also help in their decision-making skills. In fact, let me share a little story from my life. So when my kids were younger, I would let them actually decide what they wanted to wear. There were certain days where they could decide what they wanted to eat. And in fact, there were certain clothes that my daughter would just want to wear every single day. So much so that I got so fed up and I wanted to just throw it away, which I did. And there was such a massive tantrum at home that I had to actually pull it back out from where I had kept it. And I had to put it back in a wardrobe. But that made her happy. And I realized that it was a very small decision that she wanted to take herself. And it was only fair to let her do it. So I think it's really okay if we let them decide these smaller things, because ultimately they will be happier and will help in their decision making process. But the most important thing to remember is to keep calm, because it's okay. Let me know what you think about it on 8108-943-943. Now here's something that we need to do together. This is our homework for the week. Let's decide one day of the week where your kids can make a decision for you. So it could be as simple as them choosing your work outfit or them picking out a restaurant to order from. Believe you me, this will really instill a feeling of pride and build their confidence. Try it out and do remember to share your feedback with me. So that's all for today. And in the next episode of the OK Not OK show, we will talk about how to keep our current and next generation grounded and rooted, and not acquire a sense of entitlement. Do send in your thoughts and questions on our WhatsApp number 8108-943-943. See you next week. Till then, keep calm, because it's okay. Hugs and love, Neerja Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.